If the sentinel node is positive, it is worth bearing in mind as a general rule that if you go back into the axilla, 50% of your patients will have further disease in the axilla, and 50% will not. There are two trials that are looking at two alternative options to deal with the axilla in the sentinel node positive patient, and that's the AMARIS trial and the American College of Surgeons trial, where no further treatment is one of the options. I think until these trials provide us with the information that we are looking for at this moment in time, we would recommend further surgery to the axilla in the form of a completion axillary clearance in patients who are sentinel node positive who have macrometastases. If they have micrometastases, our policy in our unit is to proceed to a completion axillary clearance. If they have isolated tumor cells, we do not. That goalpost changes if they've had neoadjuvant chemotherapy to start off with, and the reason for that is because we do not know what lies in the axilla beyond this, and there's no data out there to help us.